The first coach on today's teleconference is Ohio State head coach Steve Rolick. The Buckeyes make their second championship game appearance this weekend following a 3-2 overtime win against Michigan in the semifinals and will visit Notre Dame on Saturday night. Coach, thank you very much for joining us this morning. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's certainly an exciting time of year, and I know our guys are pretty excited to have the opportunity to obviously head to South Bend and try to fight for a Big Ten championship. So we have a lot of respect for obviously their program and certainly Jeff and their coaching staff. And we know we're going to have to be at our best to go out there and have a chance to win the game.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open up the call for questions now.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Michelle McMahon, Big Ten Network.
Hey, Coach. Congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you.
First of all, I just wanted to pick your brain on the last time you met against Notre Dame. Some of the players on Notre Dame side mentioned they have a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, given the fact that you guys had so much success in that game. So what was it in that game that worked so well for your team?
Well, again, I mean, at the end of the day, we played them four times and they beat us three out of four. So certainly our guys understand that. We know we have to be at our best. And you know what? That night we got a few more bounces than they did. I mean, you know, some of the guys that normally a lot of people don't talk about were huge contributors for us that night, you know, our so-called, you know, other lines other than the top line. And that's how we need to win games. We got to win with our depth. And I thought we did it that night. We won with some good bounces, and we won with our depth.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Fred Plush, Big Ten Network.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Morning, Fred.
Congratulations on your honors.
I appreciate it. Obviously, as you know, I mean, certainly not about me. It's I got a pretty amazing staff and obviously good players, and, you know, they certainly make you look good. So I'm truly very blessed.
Yeah. You talked about kind of the unsung heroes in that 5-1 win. I think Luke Stork had a couple helpers, Kearney with a goal and assist. It's that time of year, I guess, when sometimes the top players neutralize one another. Can you talk about that whole philosophy of using guys this time of year?
Well, again, yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, everybody goes into games, and, you know, Notre Dame, they certainly have a great team top to bottom, and we understand that. And you know, I think teams always talk about top players, which they should, but sometimes people forget about all the other guys that really make the team stick together, and that's certainly no different for us. When we're at our best, and there's no secret, when we're at our best, we have four lines that contribute, we have 6D that contribute, and obviously our goaltender, and that's how we have to win games. We really do, and you know, we're going to try to obviously push that forward this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Solving Cale Morris, I guess easier said than done. What would be the kind of approach to Cale Morris, knowing the defense he has in front of him too?
Right. Well, again, their structure, their defense, how they play, and they're so responsible. They don't make many mistakes. They make you earn every inch on the ice. And then if you do get a chance, they obviously got the best goalie in the country. And not many teams have solved them. But again, for us, we're just going to try to get traffic to the net. And again, we're not going to think about it. We're just going to put pucks on the net, get traffic to the net, and hopefully bang in some rebounds. And again, the more pucks on the net, the more traffic, the more opportunities you're going to get.
When you look back and review Saturday's overtime win against Michigan, what stood out? What did you like? Where did you think you had to clean up maybe?
Well, you know, to me, cleanup number one is get our depth back and you know, try to get some guys back. And that's the way we got to go into Notre Dame and have a chance to win. You know, I liked our team's resilience. I mean, you know, to score a goal and then get tied and then to score to go up 2-1 and then, you know, give one up in the third. And, you know, certainly against a team that we've had such battles with all year and playing them for the fifth time. I just liked our team's attitude even after the third period. I mean, you know, they were confident and they went out there with confidence. And if you play that way, good things are going to happen.
Yeah. And just one more, again, it goes back to Saturday, but the crowd there, that was pretty impressive. Were you impressed by that?
I thought our institution did an absolute phenomenal job. To have 7,000 people down there, as you know, you were there. I mean, I'm telling you, our guys are still talking about it. I mean, it was pretty electric and pretty loud. And, you know, to me, I guess that's one of the main reasons why we went to this format. And I'm sure it was loud with Penn State when they were playing at home. I'm sure it was loud at Notre Dame. And I'm sure it's going to be even, you know, crazier this weekend. So far, so good for the format.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Tim May with the Columbus Dispatch.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, Steve, I was going to ask you, I mean, format-wise, I think you just hit on it. You don't really have a problem with playing this specter of a game on the other team's home ice in a tournament like this. I mean, you think the atmosphere kind of overshadows home field advantage, so to speak?
Yeah, you know, at this time of year, I mean, when you're running your tournaments, I really think it's about the student athletes and to give them the best experience possible. And I think both teams, I think if Notre Dame was coming to us, I think they'd rather play at our building in front of 7,000 people than, you know, maybe a neutral site in front of. And, you know, that's why we're us coaches and the Big Ten talked about it. And again, we'll see when everything's said and done, but I got to believe there's probably some pretty good reviews. And hey, our guys are excited. We know we're going into a hostile environment, but it's no different than what we do here in the year.
The fact that you guys were able to crack their ice, so to speak, the last time up there, from a confidence standpoint, what do you think that just tells your players as they head up there this time, that in fact, you know, obviously Notre Dame was number one in the country at that point and stuff, but what does it do from a confidence factor for your team knowing they have cracked their ice, so to speak?
Well, again, I mean, think number one, I mean, we understand how good they are. We understand they beat us 3 out of 4. But again, you got to have the belief that you can go into every game and win. And we understand we're not going to win every game. I've preached that before. But you kind of got to have that confidence. You got to have that little bit of chip on your shoulder to go in there. And again, we know we got to be at our best Saturday. I mean, they've proven it all year. They've been one of the top teams in the country from start to finish. That's tough to do. But our guys have had some success on the road over the last couple of years. And, you know, hopefully we can rely on that and our experience to go in there and play well.
Thanks, man.
You got it.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star one. Your next question is from Michelle McMahon, Big Ten Network.
Coach, just out of curiosity, as you reviewed the scope of the season, you guys were projected to not be in this position at the start of the season. Obviously not something you want your players to be paying attention to, but from your vantage point, how has your team been able to buy in so well to your system and continue to turn heads in?
Well, you know what? I mean, first and foremost, I mean, I thought we had a pretty good team last year. And the biggest thing that happened was having some success last year and actually getting our foot in the door in the national tournament and get that experience and get a taste of that. And you know, hard it was to get there, and they knew we had to be better from start to finish this year. And then obviously I was very fortunate to obviously add some pieces of the puzzle with my coaching staff. And you know, especially with Steve Miller and J.B. Bittner. I mean, they've been absolutely incredible. And you know, our guys have bought in from day one. And I just give those guys a lot of credit.
Why have they been such a good fit?
Well, I mean, coming in with understanding that both those guys knew what our team was. They both have seen us play. and yet bring in different perspectives and different ideas, and without changing things, try to make us better in areas. And, you know, certainly we've done that. I mean, defensively, we're better, you know, PK, we're better. And our guys, you know, our guys have bought into that stuff. And, again, anytime you can bring guys like that, and again, you know, Steve is, he's got a proven track record. You know, he's won everywhere he's been. And, you know, he's got a great voice around the guys, and he's a great developer. And JB's been absolutely incredible. He's coached at every different level, and he's an alumni here. He knows what this program's all about. I'm just, like I said earlier, I'm just really, truly blessed and very lucky to have those guys on board.
And what's something you'll be looking for in the first period out of your team as far as right off the gate starting against Notre Dame?
Our energy, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, at this point, it's just like, let's go out and play. And, you know, I want to compete from the start. We got to have some great energy. It's going to be an electric building. And, again, we know what kind of team we're playing. We know how good they are. And we just want to keep it simple and be sharp and manage the puck. And I think that's really the key.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time this morning, and best of luck this weekend.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate it.